The drugging.
She drugged him.
She drugged him.
Cosby'd him. And the pudding popped. You gotta put the pill in the drink.
Put the pills in the people.
She drinks it up in the cup, and then you go night-night.
Welcome to A Cast With No Name. We're your hosts. I'm Jay.
I'm Matt.
I'm Coop.
This is episode 97. This episode, we should be talking about Lonesome Dove. However, last time we had technical... The audio is fucked.
The difficulties of the technical perspective.
I like that. From now on, things shouldn't be technical difficulties. Yeah. It should just be it's fucked.
It's fucked. The truth. I turned off the recorder too early and it corrupted the file. So we lost that whole episode.
So 6 hours of viewing just.
Yeah, six hours of viewing.
You're just a corrupt individual though.
Yeah.
It's not shocking at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I lost all my gay porn.
Yep.
Yeah. There's no getting that back.
What do you do? What do you do now with your time?
I got to draw weird pictures and try and make it up. I don't know.
Draws his own beaten material.
Yeah.
I sat around and drew pictures of dicks.
Oh, like 7% of kids have it. It's not that big of a deal.
I was sitting around in class one day and I was drawing this giant veiny triumphant bastard.
So sadly we are not talking about Lonesome Dove. We are going to talk about what we decided we were going to talk about at the end of Lonesome Dove, which was Hitman.
Yes,
the new Richard Linklater film starring Glenn Powell. It's on Netflix.
Yep.
It's a Netflix film. Mm-hmm. Based on a true story of a gentleman named something, don't know. We saw it.
Gary
like,
Johnson.
Gary Johnson. We saw it three fucking weeks ago.
I saw it a long time ago. Trying to remember. I got the Alzheimer's. What do you want from me?
But Hitman, what'd you guys think?
I liked it.
I liked it too. Thought it was enjoyable.
All right. Join us next time.
I mean, it was probably a one-time watch for me. I don't regret watching it, but it's not something that I'll probably circle back to anytime soon, personally.
I think it would depend for me. I don't know. If I was going on like a Richard Linklater kick,
yeah,
I would probably watch it again. But yeah, to single it out as something that I'm like, oh yeah, that stands out as something in the rom-com, I don't know, Hitman genre. I got to watch Hitman. It didn't really stand out from that perspective. But
yeah.
I don't know. What'd you think, Jay?
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we're all in the same milieu.
I mean, I don't know if I'd rewatch it again. But if you guys don't know, it's about a professor moonlighting as a hitman of sorts for a city police department. He descends into dangerous, dubious territory when he finds himself attracted to a woman who enlists his services.
Correct.
So
essentially, by the way, do you buy that it actually happened that way, where the guy who's
supposed to
go undercover?
No, I looked up the real story.
I did
afterwards.
Too. Yeah, I looked up the real story.
There's no way there was like, hey, can we get the computer guy in here and hop
in
here?
Well, I think that is how he. So the article that I read, that kind of is how he got into it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much all true up until he meets Madison, the femme fatale of the movie. And in the real life, he did refer her to some kind of a counselor. And so that's where
it diverged.
That's where it diverged into complete fiction after
into
that.
Into movie
yeah,
making.
Yeah,
here,
exactly.
Yeah.
Which is when you, you know, the beginning of the movie, there's the in the title scene, it says this is mostly
true
a true story, which is not at all.
But do you think it happened that quickly for him? Mm-hmm. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but when his first role as being undercover is like that same stakeout. Where the guy who's supposed to do it didn't show up, and then they just kind of said, hey, you know, Gary, can you jump in there and do this?
I would doubt it, but I mean, I read it was originally printed in the Texas Monthly, I think in the 2000s, the story that this is based off of, and like he had already been doing it for like 30 years or something like
that. All right, so it wasn't his first...
Yeah,
rodeo.
And,
because I think he was, I think, I think he was more of a police officer than he was a professor.
All right.
So in the movie, they kind of reversed it to where he was more, because that felt weird. I'm like, I feel like for investigations, police officers just wouldn't
let's have this.
We don't know how to work PowerPoint,
right.
So we're going to have you run the computer. What? But I mean, but he taught night classes at a college and he taught philosophy or like whatever the hell. But no, I doubt it was as, oh shit, we need somebody because McFuckface decided to be hung over and didn't show up for some reason. And,
yeah. The police would have made some sort of excuse or,
yeah.
I don't know, something. Pulled a fire alarm or whatever. Got to get out of there.
Yeah, you would think. Like, anybody with any kind of resources whatsoever would be like, got to postpone.
Yeah.
And just left it at that.
Yeah.
And then set up a different date. But
because you never know. You go into that situation and the guy that you're trying to arrest, like, sniffs you out and freaks out or whatever, pulls a gun on you and pop, pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
see you later.
And doing the whole, well, you know what we need to get him to say, go ahead and give it a shot. Like, no, if like that technical for it to hold up in court. Yeah. I don't feel like it would be as laissez-faire as the way they portrayed it in the movie.
Sure.
But I don't know. I could be wrong. Sometimes cops are stupid, but
sometimes criminals are stupid.
That's right.
They'll believe anything. Yeah, but I guess, you're not talking to, like, crime lords. You're talking to people that are trying to hire you to kill whoever they want you to kill.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not the most
sophisticated
thinkers.
Yeah, criminals.
Yeah. Which they kind of referenced it to where it wasn't criminals that, I guess, were kind of reaching out to the spirit. They were just normal, everyday people that were deciding to, even dumber, I guess.
Yeah. Yes.
We're such nerds looking up money laundering in a dictionary.
Exactly. Do you think there's a huge market of that happening where people are just in this, like, I don't know, where did it take place again?
It took place in New Orleans, but in reality it took place in like outside of Houston or something like that.
So maybe there is like a lot of people that are just, I need to hire someone to kill my brother,
kill
my sister, my girlfriend.
And anymore, I mean, you'll see stories about it right now of people getting arrested for trying to hire a hitman. And of course, half the time they're going on fucking Craigslist or something stupid like that.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, oh, I need someone to, like, dummy.
Can you imagine going on Craigslist to try to?
I used to watch Dateline quite a bit, and there was like several stings where it's like somebody tries to hire somebody to off their husband or off their wife or whatever, and it's like they just get into this guy's van, and it's like, okay, so I need you to da, 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 da. And I mean, they just like lay it all out to this complete stranger, and there it is on film.
And it's for some sort of like unbelievably low amount of money.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's yeah, like $5,000. Yeah. Worth it. Let's go to prison for the rest of my life for $5,000.
Listen, the deal's $5,000, half now, half when you get the job.
That's one thing I thought that they could have maybe added in the movie if they're going to be making stuff up, is just like have an instance to where he couldn't get him to, kind of like that instance in Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo, when you had the two Roy Scheider, and when he meets up with the prostitute and they're like,
bickering
back and forth, like, give me $10, give me $10,000.
Like the haggling.
They could have had something to where he was like trying to get somebody to say something, but the guy's just being super elusive, and they could have had like a little scene like that.
Yeah, that would have been funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
That gotten him to say what it needed him to say.
Funny. Yeah. But did you like the, when it shifted to like the romantic, I don't even want to say comedy. It was more like a romance movie at that point. I don't think they were going for romantic comedy.
No. And that's what kind of felt weird because it just felt weird because it felt like they wanted to go in that direction, but I do not. And that's probably my biggest issue, is I don't think they stuck the landing at all. I was hoping for like have you guys seen the movie The Real McCoy?
I've heard of it.
Has Val Kilmer, Kim Basinger, they're bank robbers or whatever. And
is it a made for TV or was it a limited series?
No, it was not a limited series. It was a real movie. It was released in theaters. It's not bad. I remember it being pretty good. But I mean, it's just, I was kind of hoping they were going to kind of do that to where they were going to try and get away. Mm-hmm. And then it would just be one of those, oh, you hope they get away kind of a thing. Yeah. And I think it would have worked better if she, spoiler alert, didn't kill her husband and he didn't kill the piece of shit cop.
Cop at the end, yeah.
And to where if it could have been like falsely accused or something to where they were going to pin her. And but then the whole phone conversation, like him texting what for her, what to say yeah, yeah. and everything that I liked. But so maybe that wouldn't have fit. But at that point, I was just like, this is weird. I mean, I feel like his character wouldn't do that, even though they referenced the conversation with his ex-wife at the beginning, like, oh, once you do these little changes, you'll eventually change as a person kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But so, I mean, that for me is not what worked. And I enjoyed it up until that point, but
I felt like it was two different movies almost. Like there was the first half where he was doing the sting operations and he was wearing the funny costumes and stuff. And then after he meets the girl, after that, movie two starts
yeah.
where it's like almost like a Mr. and Miss Smith
yep.
esque thing where they're trying to be covert about everything. It's high stakes and it's kind of the I don't know, the vibe of the movie just took a 180.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I for sure thought when at the climax, I thought that Gary was going to like just murder the corrupt cop.
Yeah.
I didn't see a stroke or like a...
Oh, the drugging?
The drugging.
She drugged him.
She
yeah.
drugged him.
Cosby'd him. And the pudding pop. You got to put the pill in the drink.
Put the pills in the people.
She drinks it up and then you go night-night.
Have you seen that Between Two Ferns outtake? So Galifianakis is interviewing John Hamm.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, so... They put the John Draper suit into the Smithsonian National History Museum or whatever. And he's like, yep, they sure did. Right next to the Cosby sweater. anyway, anytime Cosby's brought up, I always think of that yeah. blooper. But yeah. anyway, I for sure thought that he was going to kill the guy.
Like violently.
Like violently.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Didn't see the drugging come and.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. Well, obviously the guy drinking, he starts getting woozy, and I'm like, okay, here, like something has happened here. Yeah,
I thought they were when that happened. I wasn't predicting them to cover have his head covered with a plastic yeah. bag and suffocate. I thought they were going to come up with some like weird plan where
they were going to like frame drop him or
yeah, yeah, absolutely,
off
yeah.
somewhere or
yeah.
something. And
like know. When all that started happening, that's when I'm like, okay, this didn't happen. This wouldn't be the movie
yeah,
that we
yeah.
had if this is how it really yeah. ended, yeah.
But I guess it made sense because she did end up killing her husband, so I guess they're establishing violent tendencies and they would go to that level. I don't know.
But yeah. who...
And that was the thing.
Like, I'm next. That's what I'm thinking. If I'm this guy...
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
I was like, I would not be with her.
No, of course not.
It's like, oh, I killed him. I'm like, oh, bye.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That would have been it. And I'm like, why is he still... Like, I get the power of boners are strong, but not that strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, what's standing between me, between her and a guilty verdict? The only witness, me.
That's true.
I'm out of here.
Better watch your drink, fella.
Yeah, no kidding.
From here on out.
Yeah.
She's going to be putting
put the yeah. drink, and then she's going to make you drink it.
But instead, there's a double homicide conspiracy, yeah. and they decide to have two kids and live happily ever after.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the ending I would have.
The love was so strong between those two.
Yeah.
It can't be broken.
Which, if you notice, I mean, Glenn Powell was in Linklater's Everybody Wants Some. Did you guys
never
ever
saw
see that?
Never saw it, but I did.
Was it like Dazed and Confused Part 2?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like, he called it a spiritual successor to Dazed and Confused. So it takes place in the early 80s, and it's got baseball. It's just people hanging out or whatever. But Glenn Powell was in there. He played one of the baseball players. And this movie was written by, I think, Richard Linklater and Glenn Powell. Okay. And
yeah,
I think it was made for, obviously, it was just made for Glenn Powell to show his range.
Yeah.
And I think that was above all else, probably. killed two birds with one stone. Richard Linklater probably had a contractual obligation to Netflix to make something.
Yeah.
Glenn Powell had an idea. They enjoyed working with each other and they're like, well, let's do this. And then I could do a bunch of different things. They're like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I do think Glenn Powell did at least show range.
Oh yeah.
I really enjoyed his, mm-hmm. his sequences where he was different characters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think if he, I mean, give him a couple of years, I feel like he'll kind of be like another Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Like just very charming if he wants to, but it could also play like a really weird oddball character if given the chance or whatever. So.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I'm sure he feels typecast after Top Gun Maverick as Hangman, the asshole.
Yep. Yeah, he had that role. And then, I mean, everything else has been kind of like just like the pretty boy.
Yeah.
Like confident, whatever. And then with Twisters coming out this year, it's going to be even more so. But
right. I didn't fully buy into the cop who's angry that Gary took his job. It's like, really?
There's no more.
There's nothing else for you to do.
Nothing else.
No other undercover opportunities.
No crime. No nothing.
In New Orleans.
Yeah. Exactly. There's no other opportunity. The chief can't reassign him to something else. Yeah. It's like, no, I got this is my job. It's like, dude, you didn't show up. Gary took your spot. Don't do it again. Yeah. Here's a new assignment. Yeah. Gary's doing great.
Yeah. And he was in trouble.
Goodbye. Yeah, there's no debate here. Yeah.
He was also in trouble for police brutality. So, and that's probably the most unrealistic thing about this is
what's that?
Well, if he was in trouble for police brutality, they would just put him on paid leave.
Sure.
And then after the investigation, they say, oh, nope, we let him go. But they'd get him a job as a lieutenant or something, some kind of promotion in the city next over, and they just wouldn't mention it again.
He'd be checking weapons.
No,
he'd be that guy.
Not even that.
He'd be that guy in the cage. Like, all right.
No, he wouldn't even be doing that. He'd just be doing what he does. It's what they do. It's like
it's what they do with priests.
Yeah, it's like killer whales.
Yeah.
They just move them from SeaWorld location to SeaWorld location. They just hide them.
It's just parish to parish.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go to Italy for a couple of years, come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're a cardinal now. Ah, perfect. That's fine.
Yeah.
The reason why the robe is red. Hey, oh, God.
I did like.
It's okay. I'm not Catholic. Yeah, I can say it.
It's okay. I am Catholic and it's fine.
Well, it's not, Matt. That's the point.
I did like what is it? Adria or Jonah? Jonah?
No, you got it right. Boom. Nailed it.
Nailed it, right? I'm the guy supposed to pronounce names right, so.
Adria or Jonah?
I thought she was good.
Adria.
I'd never seen her in anything.
No,
so.
I hadn't either.
Yeah. Austin Emilio.
I did like the guy who played Jasper the dickhead, Austin Emilio.
Yeah?
For what he was given, I thought he'd be good. And I think that's all who really stood out to me. Performance wise, anybody else stand out for you?
Nah, I mean, Retta was pretty much Retta.
Yeah.
Like from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
I mean, she was.
And I mean, I feel like no one else really had
much to do.
Much to do.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. But I mean, as far as Richard Linklater movies, this is like middle of the pack.
Yeah.
See, I haven't seen a lot of his. I mean, Days Confused, well, obviously.
You referenced
School of Rock was great.
Yeah.
What else did he do?
You referenced Bernie.
Bernie was good. Yeah, I liked Bernie.
Yeah, Bernie.
I enjoyed Bernie.
Yeah, that's really
I liked Bernie more than this.
Yeah,
I did too. I liked Boyhood.
I never saw that.
Just the undertaking that would.
Making sure none of them die.
God. It's crazy. Have you ever seen that, Chad?
What is it?
So Boyhood
started like 2014.
Yeah, they started filming in like 1994.
Okay.
And they filmed like one scene every year for 20 years with the same actors.
No way.
Yeah. So the same, like, he's a little kid when he's like 8 years old.
Yeah.
And then it's just every year you see him grow and grow. It's
like some kind of documentary
it's
or
20 years to make. No, it's a movie that they scripted and it's the same actors. They got together once a year. It took them 20 years to make it. It's wild.
Yeah. All right, I'll check it out.
There's the also.
Oh, yeah, here's the clip of this kid growing up.
The Before trilogy, I hear, is like really, really.
It's
good.
Really good.
I haven't seen
the first two. I haven't seen. Was it After Midnight? I think it's the third
before
one.
Midnight.
Before Midnight, but before Sunrise. What is it? Before Sunrise? And
because all the because there was Before Sunrise that came out in 95.
Yep. It's a good one.
Before Sunset in 2004.
That's good too.
And then Before Midnight in 2013. All starring
Ethan Hawke and
Julie Delpy.
Yep. I enjoyed the Before Sunrise and Before Sunset more than Hitman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are pretty good. It's small movies though. It's just those two actors, mm-hmm. and it's in real time, so it's like an hour and a half of them in a conversation.
Oh,
yeah, which is why it stands out because they don't really make movies like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dazed and Confused is obviously my favorite Linklater movie. It's one of my favorite movies ever. Love it. And like you said, School of Rock. I like that. I saw Scanner Darkly. That was
I like that.
It was all right.
It was I mean, it was kind of futuristic. Like I like the art aspect of it. Like
you
did. I thought that was super cool. That was really kind of the draw for me, you know. But 100%. But yeah, like the changing the masks and like they go in this room, out this room to like hide their identity and stuff. All that was pretty far fetched. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
What are you gonna future. Do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cats, drippy little things.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Have you ever heard of Scanner Darkly?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
You should watch it once.
It's trippy.
Yeah.
Watching on mushrooms.
Is that the one that's rotoscoped with, mm-hmm. who does it have? Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. And
Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves.
It's got everybody.
Who's the girl that's in it? It's in all the Tim Burton movies.
Winona Ryder?
Winona Ryder's in it. Yeah. Pretty good. Also about drugs and undercover cops and
cool.
Yeah, I mean,
there you go. That's the long and short of it.
Yep. Anything else?
No.
All right.
For Hitman?
That's it. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
So you guys recommend it?
Yeah. Go watch it once.
Yeah. I mean, compared to all the other shit that's on streaming.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, especially Netflix.
As far as Netflix movie goes, it's above average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We just watched this movie called Under Paris, which was hailed as the best shark movie since Jaws.
It's a complete ripoff of Jaws.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Deep Blue Sea was better.
Yeah.
The Shallows was better.
Like
every other shark movie.
Sharknado was better.
It reminded me of a Sharknado with an actual budget and actual actors.
Yeah.
That's what it was like. I was so pissed.
But Jay, it's the same. I know that you're a huge Jaws fan. It's the same deal. Like there's a big event coming to this city and they can't shut down the river.
They can't.
Like instead of a beach, it's the Seine River. So they can't shut down the river. It'll kill the town. We've invested billions into this.
Yeah.
And so they drive it through. And then of course they blame the people that warned them in the first place. And
yeah.
Because event insurance is definitely not a thing.
No, I don't know. No.
Definitely not.
No way. No chance.
They somehow inject climate change propaganda.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Like, how is this?
For whatever reason.
For whatever
the
reason.
Has to go to. The Seine River.
It adapted to the climate.
And it just...
Wait, it needs to go to a river?
Yes.
It has to go to a freshwater, source of freshwater.
To nest.
And they nest. And
they nest in the catacombs.
Once they're born, they grow to adulthood in like 2 months.
Yep.
And they're just...
They'll take over the ecosystem.
Yeah.
I'm not a shark expert.
Unless they blow up the Seine River.
Yes.
You gotta trap them into the...
They're in the catacombs.
Oh, okay.
The catacombs flood. They're in the catacombs. The French catacombs. They got to blow those up to trap them in there.
Yep.
So is the event in the catacombs?
No. The catacombs are underneath the city.
They're connected
to the Seine River.
Right?
Is,
they're connected
okay.
to it. Yeah.
Is flowing around.
A bunch of people swimming in the Seine River
exactly.
then or something?
Yeah, they're doing a triathlon, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Prior to the Olympics, so they want to show off the city before... Good. It's trying to promote the 2024 Paris Olympics, too. They're throwing everything in there. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, everything was riding on the line.
If you just throw everything at it, something's bound to stick.
Yeah.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, don't.
Of all the things to watch on Netflix, don't watch Under Paris. You could watch Hitman.
Hitman instead. And
absolutely. Won't want to kill yourself.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
What are we talking about next time? We usually decide this before.
Before we get on.
Let's do Godzilla Minus One.
Okay, that's fine. No? No, Jay?
No.
I haven't
watched it since I saw it in theater. So. Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's supposed to be your favorite. Your favies from last year.
Favies from the last 5 years, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. Let's see if it holds up in my imagination. I'm like, it was better in the theater. Not as good. They changed something. So
I'm sure it was good in the theater. Different.
That was great in the theater.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We'll talk about that then.
All right.
Sounds good. All
right. Join us next time as we talk about Godzilla Minus One. Currently on Netflix.
Yes.
And watch the subtitled version if you guys are going to be watching it. The audience, the 10 people listening to us.
Yeah.
Did you guys already see it?
I did.
I made it partway through.
A little preview.
I don't know.
Did you start it over with the
Jay's not
the
mad.
Subtitle?
He's just disappointed. No. That's fine, though. It's better because I can just watch it straight through with the subtitles and just have a fresh
take.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I haven't seen the dubbed. I want
to. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, the dub doesn't make it any better. I tell you.
Oh,
much.
It definitely doesn't make it better. Yeah. It's.
I watch it subtitled. I think I'm going to watch this next time.
With
the dub.
Oh my gosh!
And see if it holds up.
So okay.
All right.
Till next time. Coop.
Till next time, Murph.
Till next time, Jay.
Till next time, Matt.
Till next time, Coop.
Till next time, Jay.